Good morning.
If you don't know me, I'm Kay Markison from the other church, St. John Lutheran. What a wonderful gospel we had today. Anyone who has any type of garden or flower bed or potted plants, or anyone who is a farmer, is right now very involved with seeds and with growing plants during this time of year. So this scripture gives us a lot to think about. First, I have some seeds here. And I wonder if you can tell me what kind of seeds you think these are. Any ideas?
Mustard.
They're not mustard, but I'll tell you, I'm a volunteer at the Pendleton Correctional Facility, and we grow mustard and take the leaves, and they put the leaves on their sandwiches. So we don't even grind it, we just put the leaf on the sandwich. It gives the mustard taste. These are actually tomato seeds. But my point is, now, and some of you would have been able to identify them if you grow tomatoes, because they're pretty typical tomato seeds. My point is that we may look at a person and we really don't know what's inside them and what their potential is, a young person or an older person. We really don't know their potential. We don't know what they can be. So the first lesson to take from today's scripture is let people grow in their own way. I think it's an absolute miracle that these seeds know how to make themselves into tomatoes. I've got some more seeds here. A whole mixture of seeds. Guess what? There might be some weeds in here. There might be. But can you tell? No, you can't tell that there are weeds. This is the second lesson from today's scripture. Who are we to look at people, young or old, and pick and choose and say, they're good, they're not good? That's not our position to do that. So you can't always tell what a person's going to be like or what they hold inside them just by looking. Some of these could be weeds. Now, let's talk about weeds. The gardener's definition of weeds is, a weed, is that it's a plant that's in the wrong place. And really, isn't that a weed? Those of you who are farmers, if you have a bean field and you've got volunteer corn growing, that corn to you is a weed. If you had a corn crop there, it'd be perfectly acceptable. So think about that. People who don't seem to fit in to our environment or to into our scheme of things, our idea of how things should be, to us, they might be weeds. But in the right environment, they're perfectly correct. So that's another lesson from this gospel. Now, you probably wonder what that tomato plant looks like, don't you? Well, here it is. This is from those seeds. Now, I promise you that if this plant wasn't here this morning, it'd be in the garden. But I needed it for today, so it had to stay out for a while. But look at this plant. And by the way, those seeds were cherry tomatoes. This is a cherry tomato plant. But look at this plant. It doesn't have very much soil. It doesn't have very much nutrition. It needs to be put in a garden where it can spread itself out and really root down, just like a person. A person needs space to grow and be themselves. I'm also a private tutor, and many of my students are students who are on medications for various reasons. Sometimes they come to me without being medicated. If it's not a school day, they may not need the medication. And they always say, well, Miss Kay, I'm really sorry. I'm blurting out. I'm jiggling. I can't control myself. You're perfectly all right. You're the person that God made. And it's perfectly all right for you to be that way with me. You can be yourself. And people should be able to be themselves with you as well. Now, this plant really doesn't look that promising, but it's going to make it. I can assure you. Another problem that this plant has, it's crooked. It grew toward the sun. It was on my patio. Just like a person grows toward the sun. And I mean sun, S-U-N, and sun, S-O-N. But once it gets out in full sun, it'll be fine. It also needs a lot more soil around the base of it. You can see there are little roots that are seeking nourishment, but that nourishment isn't there. But I promise in the next day or two, it'll be in the right place at the right time. Now, I mentioned a few moments ago, I work at the correctional facility in medium security in their garden, and I help them raise their crops in their garden. Last year, in fact, we donated 6,000 pounds to the Madison County food pantries, including the one here at this church, and we donated to 3 soup kitchens as well, 6,000 pounds. But one of the things that the offenders do is they like to take plants that don't show a lot of promise and nurture them to be robust, healthy producing plants. And one of my favorite things to say to them, and they like to hear me say it, I try to say it every time I'm there, is that every plant deserves a chance. In fact, probably more than one chance. And every person deserves a chance, probably more than one chance. So think about that from this lesson. Also, not all of our seeds are going to grow. That's just the way things are. The men that I work with take this very personally. I mean, they almost cry if they have a plant that they lose. And at first, this is my 6th year working there. First, I'm like, you people are a little bit attached here, aren't you? But the reason is, these men have been failures as fathers, sons, husbands or partners. They've failed at careers. They've had some massive failures in their life. They'd really like to have some successes. And we'd like to give them successes too. Unfortunately, we don't always get plants that will work out. Distract them with plants that are viable and that are going to produce fruit. So that's another thing to think of from this scripture. Give people room to grow, give them a chance, and don't give up on them. There are a lot of lessons, just to sum up. Make sure I've got all of them, in particular from growing things. First, you can't always tell how a person's going to turn out just from what they look like. So give everybody a chance. Actually, give them more than a chance to do what's best for them. And don't give up on people. Nurture them and give them support. Sometimes people who seem like weeds might really just be people who are in the wrong place at the wrong time. So help others by giving them support and nurturing, just as we're going to put this plant in the soil to get nourishment. Raise them to the sun, S-U-N and S-O-N, and never give up. Amen.